Welcome to the Entertainment Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them, I just like to talk about them. A lot of exciting stuff this week, some related to anniversaries. A bunch of fan-made Legend of Zelda art is making the rounds on the internet for the 25th anniversary of the original game. I saw an awesome ancient map of Hyrule on Flickr, which combines the overworld maps of the first two NES games into an awesome piece of art. I put a link to it at 16bit.com if you are, so inclined to see it. Yeah, I should have edited that out, but I won't. Let's just keep going. Let's go with it! The iPad 2 was revealed this week and has new cameras and blah 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 blah. The Nintendo 3DS has been announced to have Netflix support, as well as the 3D remake of The Ocarina of Time is coming in June. The DSiWare shop is now said to expand to include Game Boy, Game Gear, Game Boy Color, and TurboGrafx-16 retro games. In the download news, WiiWare has BitTrip Flux and no virtual console games. The DSi has Magnetic Joe, Monster Buster Club, and My Little Restaurant. I assume you serve My Little Pony there. Xbox 360 has added Beyond Good and Evil HD. And in other Xbox 360 news, they are now offering figure prints of Xbox Live avatars, much like they did with World of Warcraft. So you go to a site, you pay them $130 or whatever, and they will send you a 3D polystone statue of your avatar, which is kind of neat. I also got a review copy of Hardcore Uprising, which is basically Konami's making a Contra game without using the Contra name, but using a lot of the Contra weapons, Contra music, Contra gameplay. It's a Contra game. It's really, really good. There's hand-drawn sprites with great animation as well as polygon bosses. I made it to what I believe to be the last boss, last stage last night. It's kicking my butt. Took me about a week to get there. Lots and lots of fun. If you like old NES and Super NES Konami shooters, it's amazing. There's a level that's like a bullet hell boss. There are levels on trains. There's levels on skateboards, kind of like sewer surfing in the Ninja Turtle games. You will probably be impressed if you're old enough to understand why the old Contra games are so great and why the Super NES Contra games were pretty good. This is a lot of fun. So I would say check it out if you can. The voice acting is so bad it's good, because things like, "You can't beat me," with like just the worst enthusiasm you could expect. And like the last boss has this weird, I don't know if it's European accent or just a really bad take. He's shooting at you and going back and forth going, "Go to hell, go to hell." It just, so, you gotta try it. Hardcore Uprising, only on Xbox right now. I highly recommend loading the demo and giving it a shot. What else we got? PlayStation 3 has Mod Nation Racers and Pixel Junk Shooter 2, and nothing, and I mean nothing, was released for the PlayStation Portable to download this week.
New at Entertainment Earth.
New video game action figure pre-orders are up now. You can pre-order Duke Nukem, Lineage 2, and Bioshock stuff. Duke is an exciting new action figure from NECA. Lineage 2's new statue, and Bioshock's got a new Big Daddy with light-up helmet with three different colors. All very impressive stuff. And let me tell you, that Duke Nukem figure, if you think the one from Resaurus looked good, one, you haven't seen it lately, because it doesn't, and two, this one's way better! You gotta check it out. So go to entertainmentearth.com today, go to the video game shop at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp, and prepare to be amazed. Or at least, delighted, I guess. Check it out. Buy something. Thank you. Entertainmentearth.com. And that's all for this week at the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I need to stop talking, so I'm going to stop talking. See you guys all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Oh, and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H.